This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. I am your host, Derek. Week 10 recap show. Ah! Fuck! I mean, it was just a whatever weekend. Like, it was 2-2-1. Oh my God, bro. I think I would rather just be going 0-5 at this point. I think I could make it probably, you know, be somewhat entertaining. And I've said this before. I mean, I really don't want to go 0-5, but 2-2-1 is just so boring. It's so boring. It's a big nothing. What a wasted week. You pick an odd number and you still go even. That's fucked up. But we'll just recap it real quick. We'll recap week 10. Preview a little Monday Night Football. I got a bunch of messages, but I'm not going to lie, I didn't have time to go through a lot of them. I was very busy this weekend. I was at the Spurs game last night, courtside. Shout out my boy Lewis from United Collision. Shout out. He has fucking six seats. Took me courtside right behind the Spurs bench. It was badass, even though they lost to the Heat. That was just seeing the game from courtside is sick. But yeah, so I was busy this weekend. I haven't had time to go through a lot of messages. I'll get to some on Friday's Week 11 pick show. Okay, I promise. But for now, I'm just going to go through the games, recap this wonderful Week 10, this very boring Week 10. I don't want to say boring. I mean, it wasn't that boring. Cowboys played the Giants, so to me, it was kind of like it's kind of almost like a bye week. Recapping my picks, I have Pats +1.5 versus the Colts. Just a terrible Sunday morning game. I mean, just awful. Colts only scored 10 points, and the Pats still couldn't get a win. Couldn't even cover. Couldn't even kick a field goal and lose 10-9 and at least cover the spread. Couldn't do that. Nope. Bill Belichick is lost. He is cannot find his way and is heading towards being unemployed. I will be really surprised if the Patriots keep him. But we talked about this on Friday. The reports of him possibly getting fired. As of right now, it's 11 o'clock Central Time, recording this podcast. To the best of my knowledge, Bill Belichick still has a job. Next pick, Jags +3. It couldn't be more wrong. That 49ers team, when they're healthy, they have proved it. When they are healthy, they're a problem. Okay? There's just no denying that, because I really don't think that Jags team is bad. I really don't. Honest to God. I do love, though, how they stood the fuck up and were like, oh, you're going to try to disrespect us by leaving Christian in the game to try to get his 18th straight game with a touchdown or whatever the streak was, and they just flat out fucking denied him. Down on the goal line, just denied him. You show up for that? Because you can just tell the Jags knew what was going on. They knew they were trying to get Christian a touchdown to keep his streak going. They knew it. They're aware of it, and they were like, fuck that, not happening. We haven't let him get a touchdown all game, even though you've been beating the holy fuck out of us. We're not about to give up now. I love that they nutted up there, but then again, also embarrassed for them in a weird way too, you know? Because, like, you nutted up for that, but you got your ass just blown out. I mean, 49ers just rolled in that game. Rolled 34-3. My next pick, Vikings +3. They took care of business against the Saints. Josh Dobbs is that dude. They take care of 27-19. I had Lions -3. That was my push. Fucking sucked. They were, you know, I mean, they put up 41 points. 41 points, and they couldn't cover. They win the game 41-38. They push in that game, so that was my push. And then I had Raiders +1. And the Raiders nutted up last night, take care of business against the Jets. Win that game 16-12. So that's how I go 2-2-1. I'm so glad, too, because if you listen to Friday's show, I almost put the Bengals -6.5 in versus the Texans. But that Texans team, man, that Texans team is so feisty. And I was like, you know what? Let me not go against C.J. Stroud after he just threw 5 touchdowns, and he's really obviously, I mean, that guy's just about sealed up Rookie of the Year. I don't know who else you have put up there. Who's having a better year than C.J. Stroud? I don't think anybody, but I'm glad I took that out and put in the Raiders plus one. Otherwise, I would have been looking at a 1-3-1 weekend. So luckily I saved it, went 2-2-1. That brings my overall record to 21-27-2 on the year. And it is getting late in the year. Next week will be week 11. You got a Monday night game. But hold on, let me finish going over some of these games from Sunday. Again, Bengals, Texans. What more could you say about C.J. Stroud? I mean, he only throws it 1 touchdown in this last game, but I think he ran for another one, and he threw for like 356 yards. Texans ran the ball. I mean, they were just like, dude, they were those dudes. That was crazy. Because that Bengals team was hot. And Texans just come in and shut them down. Texans are 5-4. Again, if you listen to this podcast, you know Texans have been, I've been all over the Texans all year. In and out, betting on them, you know what I mean? Like, I have believed in that Texas team just because C.J. Stroud has been, the guy's been fantastic. What a big, huge, ginormous victory for them. Steelers-Packers, you know, Steelers are quietly 6-3. They just don't feel dangerous, so they're kind of like, you know, it's almost like kind of like Cowboys, right? They're 6-3, but who have the Steelers really beat? But they, you know, credit to them, though, they do take care of business. They were 3-point favorites in that game, so not only did they win, but they covered their spread. They beat the Packers 23-19. That was a pretty good game, actually. Bucks-Titans were disgusting. Bucks take care of business against them 20-6. I didn't watch much of that game because I didn't have any action there. Ravens, God, the fucking Ravens. I definitely was paying attention to them. I had some money on them for sure. They were, I mean, they jumped out. They were beating the shit out of the Browns, and the Browns just slowly chipped away. Next thing you know, they're right in it in the fourth quarter. Next thing you know, they get a pick six and almost tie the game up. Miss the PAT. They're down 31-30. Get the ball back, kick a game-winning field goal, upset the Ravens. That was a bad loss for the Ravens. They're 7-3 now. They got a big game this Thursday against the Bengals. That Thursday night game should be awesome. And then I think Monday night next week is Philly Chiefs. So you got Thursday night, Bengals, Ravens, and then you got Monday night, Eagles, Chiefs. So the whole weekend, this week 11 should be money. I'm going to peek ahead to week 11 here in just a second. Cowboys dominate the Giants. Who cares? The Giants are awful. They are so fucking bad. You obviously want to win, I'm not going to bitch about it, of course. You know, it's a win, but it's, again, another win over a winless team, which Cowboys are just going to keep having to do that because, I mean, they got some shitty teams coming. I think they play the Panthers. You know, they got some garbage teams coming up, so we should pad our record nicely. Slide right into that wild card, maybe get a wild card win, and then get blown out by the 49ers in the divisional round. I mean, I said that before the season started. If you go back and listen to the first podcast, I called it there. Seahawks take care of business against the Commanders, 29-26. Fuck you, Seahawks. I had them -6.2. They were covering until they weren't. I hate when they win but don't cover. Nothing annoys me more. Tonight, Monday Night Football, you got Broncos and Bills. You got the Bills -7. I don't know. Bills have been like so sus this year. I know on paper, probably Bills should roll, right? But, I mean, I think Josh Allen's thrown like 9 or 10 interceptions this year. Broncos they've gotten a little bit better. I mean, they are 3-5, right? They've gotten a little bit better as the seasons went on. They've come a long way from getting blown out by the Dolphins, giving up 70 points or whatever the shit it was. You know what? I want a good Monday night game, so I'll go Broncos +7. Just because I just don't know if the Bills deserve a touchdown respect over anyone right now. They've just been so, they haven't been Billsy. I know they're in Buffalo. They should roll, but the Broncos have been, at times the Broncos have looked like they don't even belong in the league. And then other times they're like feisty. So I don't know. I'm gonna give Sean Payton credit, even though I hate that dude, and say he's gotten this team. Obviously, this team is getting better as the weeks go on, as a Sean Payton football-led team should go. And I'll say the Broncos keep it within 7 tonight. I'm going to take Broncos plus 7. That's my Monday night pick. All right? I know this one, I didn't go in depth on this one. I got a ticket. I got to go handle some shit. You know, I got pulled over, got riding dirty. I got to go handle some shit today with that. So I got to get out of here. I hope you guys have a great week. I'll be back Friday for your week 11 pick show. Again, 2-2-1 this week. It's just a season. Just bear with me, okay? This fucking sucks.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.